Carolina Outdoor Show is brought to you by The Outdoor Guys from Jesse Browns.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Carolina Outdoors. Bill Bartillo, a windy Saturday, but it's going to be beautiful on Sunday.
That's right. Hey, we earn it. You have to pay to play.
Is that what it is?
Something like that.
I thought it was get out your kite and fly it, but 40-mile-an-hour winds took it away from me.
Tell everybody about our Outer Banks fishing trip that one year.
Oh, the one where we sat in hotel rooms for 2 days and got our car sandblasted?
Yes.
Drunk on Dramamine because we never got off of shore. That was more than small craft warnings. I don't even think the freighters were out.
I wonder if any of our listeners have been under similar type circumstances on a great trip gone awry because of weather.
That's right. Let's go to Hatteras and go fishing. Oh, wait. There's like a hurricane winds out there. What's going on?
Well, and I always...
You know the best part of that trip?
Go.
Chicken livers on the way home.
Oh, yes.
Remember that? We got them in a gas station.
Oh, that's
where
the
about
best...
4 pounds of chicken livers between the two of us.
That's where the best chicken livers always
there
are.
There you go. Definitely anticipation and recollection of the best parts of that trip. Certainly the anticipation, not even the recollection. Oh, my gosh. You had to bring that one up. We were going to go catch a tuna fish.
And we didn't even get – we got to look at the boat, but we didn't get to get on the boat.
We saw it being pounded to pieces in the harbor. Holy cow.
And I was introduced to people who were going to pursue their activities out there. They weren't fishermen. They were kite boarders.
Yeah, well, let me tell you, those guys were nuts because that wind was screaming. Those guys were in the air more than they were on the waves. But I tell you what, that's not the kind of fun I envisioned.
No, but they put their neoprene suits on. They had their boards tied to that kite. And
I think it was all tied together and hopefully they didn't end up inshore, inland somewhere.
Well, and speaking of, Don, you asked a little bit earlier. You know, this weekend is the kickoff of the Iditarod, the dog sled race.
The great race.
That's right. So, in fact, it's today. So they're going to kick that thing off. I have no updates right now. I can't tell you who's the favorite. Can't tell you too much about it.
So far, nobody's in the lead and nobody's dropped out.
But it brought up our one of our guests earlier who participates in the race the 1 week before the 2018 Iditarod. It is the Iditarod Invitational, where they have three different lengths of races that people will either ride their fat tire bicycles or even run pulling their own sled. And Peter Ripmaster was one of the ones who runs pulling his own sled. I don't know if he's there this year.
I don't either, but let me tell you what, that's one rugged deal there. Head out across the Alaska wilderness in what is still the middle of winter and long nights and very short days. That does not sound like fun.
No.
I'm all for Alaska, but I prefer it in July when you got about 20 hours of daylight, so streams are full of salmon and trout, and baby eagles are learning to fly. A lot more friendly that time of year.
Well, you've done that trip before to Alaska, and it's funny you bring that up because we have Fly Out Travel, who's going to be on the program with us today, Corey Luma. He and some of his gang at Fly Out Travel have done 100 miles, and it's about friends escaping into the Alaska wilderness on a fly fishing journey. And 100 miles is one of the films that's going to be featured at the Thursday, March 15th event over at the Visualite Theater as the Fly Fishing Film Tour 2018 edition shows up in Charlotte.
Fly Fishing Social Event of the Year brought to you by Bill Bartee.
You know, I don't know about Bill Bartee, but Jesse Browns is the presenting sponsor. They'll be there in full arrival. That's where we hang our hats through the week, Don. But, hey, when I saw the little trailer, and you can see these by Googling up flyfishingfilmtour.com. This Fly Out Media movie, 100 Miles, reminds me of the trips that you used to do to Alaska, where you would get rafts, get your tents, get your stoves, get your sleeping bags, get all your fishing gear, and a little bit of food, and then you would hit the river and then catch the rest of your food.
That's right. A lot of fun. 30 miles down the Stoyahook River back in those days. And I need to get an update on the Stoyahook. That's right where they were talking about building the old pebble mine. And as far as I know, they got that shut off, didn't they? I haven't done any homework on it. It's been a few years since I've been up there, but what a wonderful place. 30 miles, 8 days on the river. Absolutely see no one else other than your own group and the caribou and all the resident critters, Arctic foxes, all kinds of things. Porcupines trying to raid your food.
That sounds very similar to the Peter Ripmaster trying to run 350 miles in Alaska.
I'd sure a lot rather float down a river in a rubber raft, I'll tell you that.
But anyway, that's what these guys have done. They went 100 miles. I can't tell you what the name of the stream was, but we're going to learn a little bit about their adventure as they went fishing, but they had limitations on what they could take, as you well know. And we'll find out about their adventure and how many people they may have seen on that little journey.
Same story there. It has to go in a float plane and be flown out, so you've only got about 30 pounds to work with and then a few more pounds for the food for the group and so forth. So just a matter of how much you can fly out there.
How good is fresh salmon when you're fishing out there in Alaska?
It will make you never eat salmon in a restaurant again.
Oh,
my wife is always amazed that I seldom, if ever, will eat salmon in a restaurant because it's just not the same.
Well, it also, I thought you were going to say it makes me never want to eat salmon again, period.
No, let me tell you what. You get yourself a little portable smoker, hot smoke your salmon out there on the river. Holy cow, buddy, you can eat a pile of it, like a pound and a half per person. I mean, it's ridiculous how much a bunch of campers can eat when you're smoking up some good salmon with a hot smoker.
Well, it reminds me, I thought you were going to say it's like a backpacking trip with Gorp, because once you eat trail mix or Gorp for 5 days straight,
you do get kind of burned out on that, don't you?
Ooh, what are you talking about?
So, peanuts, no thanks.
I will pass on that.
Yep.
It takes 6 months before you can be rekindled into eating Gorp or trail mix or whatever you overdose on any kind of backpacking trip or raft trip.
The key on one of those trips is when you're feeding people, if you're not getting compliments, just feed them a couple hours later tomorrow.
It makes it all the better.
Yeah, they all of a sudden they like your cooking.
Well, listen, not only are we going to talk to Corey Luma from Fly Out Media about the fly fishing film tour and the movie 100 Miles, we're also going to invite Rick Winokur on. He's going to talk about Greenways from Mecklenburg. They're advocating for speeding up the greenway process and getting greenways put to bed, so to speak, in Mecklenburg County. So we're going to find out who they're partnering with, what they're advocating about, and how they're dealing with it, and local trail groups as well. So stay tuned for more of the Carolina Outdoors and the Outdoor Guys, Don Yeager and Bill Barty, as we talk about Greenways from Mecklenburg. And also, we're going to bring on one of CNN's heroes from a couple of years back, Sean Gobin from Warrior Expeditions. He was a Marine, U.S. Marine, with three tours of duties, two in Iraq, one in Afghanistan. And he has something called Warrior Expeditions, which helps combat veterans come back and take on adventures, whether it be the Appalachian Trail, maybe it's the Florida Trail. I think they're working on the Mountains to Sea Trail as well. And it's not just hiking necessarily. You can bike across America with the Warrior Bike, and or you can do the Mississippi River with the Warrior Paddle. But we're going to have Sean Gobin on to talk all about that.
In the end on the Mississippi, that sounds kind of cool.
Hey, you're an old Mississippi River boy.
That's right. I have a good friend that did it by motorboat. Not quite the same.
There's something to that.
But a great adventure, nevertheless.
You aren't kidding. 10 states on that paddle. We'll learn a little bit about that. Also, if you're doing your spring cleaning and need a fly reel servicing job, clean and lube over at Jesse Brown's Lines Check, not inspected. In a thorough once-over, we'll take it apart, put it back together, and make it all better. Just bring that fly reel over to Jesse Brown's Outdoors, and we'll get you back fishing this spring better and bigger than ever. He's Don Yeager. I'm Bill Barty. We're the Outdoor Guys here on WBT.